Good morning. Happy Easter again. Oh, I get to go home in like an hour. I am like ecstatic. I haven't seen my family in so long, and they're quite happy about that. So, anyway, today as we come before our Lord, there's three things again we're going to look at today, and we're going to go kind of backwards. We're going to start with the gospel and then we proceed back. But what I want you to do in the gospel is everybody go with me, either in your missalettes or your Bibles, to the gospel today, and that's in John chapter 20. And we're going to jump down, because we already heard the full thing. We're going to go to chapter 20, verse 8. This is on page 1166 in your Bibles, or your pew Bibles anyway. But John chapter 20, and we're going to go down to verse 8. Then the other disciple who went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, saw and he believed. You know, as we go through Easter and we're here, some of us here for the first time, some of us are here, last night you were here. But people, when we celebrate this day, we're usually trying to think about, well, I can't wait till I go home or be at my family's or eat that. You might have ham, but we always have turkey because of what? The stuffing, so we can fry it. Oh, anyway, so we can't wait to do that. And we forget and we neglect what's the most important thing about today, that we believe that Christ rose from the dead. Now again, I don't believe that most people believe that. Even the ones that come to Mass all the time, they have this sense about, yeah, Christ was a good person. Yeah, I got to go to heaven someday, so I'm going to live this kind of way. But they don't have a living belief that Christ isn't dead, he's alive. And that belief, even if it might be belief in the head, oh, he rose from the dead, and he'll come again to judge the living and the dead. It might be an intellectual belief, but they don't have that experiential belief that Christ is alive. And so I can't make that judgment for you. Only you can think and only you can know if you have the experiential belief, know that Jesus Christ is alive, that he's not dead, that when we say it's 2002 AD, in the year of our Lord, he's alive, he's been alive for 2002 years, he's been alive and he is alive and he's present here and he lives in your heart and he lives in my heart, and we know that experientially instead of just something that we say. Yeah, I do believe in one God. I believe in the resurrection of the body. No, no, no. You can tell a person who has an experiential belief and someone that goes through the motions about, yeah, whoopee, it's Easter Sunday. Yeah, I go to church. I don't want to go to hell someday. You see the difference? So what I got to ask you today is, do you have that experiential belief that Christ is alive? Do you know him like you know your best friend? Do you know him like you know your husband or your wife or your mother or your father or your girlfriend or your boyfriend? Do you know that he's alive? Or is this just some ritual that good people go through every Easter because that's what I want to be a good person and good people go to church on Easter? I'm not even that big of a pagan. At least I go then. Or is this faith that you and I have a real faith, a real belief in Jesus Christ? Would you be willing to die as every single apostle did except for John, saying one thing? He isn't dead, he's alive. And they all gave their life professing that one thing. Jesus Christ is alive. Would you be willing to do that today? If some nut came in here, took out a machine gun, put it next to your head and say, do you believe Jesus Christ is alive? Would you be willing to say, sure do, blow me away now? Would you be willing to? The apostle went in, he saw, and he believed. And that belief became a transforming belief. So the first thing I want to challenge you to do today, if you do not have that belief, if you would not be willing to die to profess that he is alive, then, sorry to tell you, you're not fully yet a follower of Jesus Christ. You have been going through the motions of belief. Now, if you're that place, then what you do today is say, Jesus, I want to have that belief. Reveal yourself to me. Help me to know that you're alive, and I promise you, you'll come to know him. He is not a liar. He is alive. He's not dead. and he wants you to know that he's alive. Why? So that you can become alive. So you just don't go through the motions. So you're not bored at Mass. So you don't think, what the hell are they doing here, and they're going to sing another song. When it becomes a boring, going through the motions thing, and I can't wait till I get out of here, it's because you're dead. And he wants to bring you life if you let him, if you ask him to come in, to take control, to reveal himself to you. So that's the first thing. Do you sit there and have you come to believe? Do you have that experiential belief that Jesus Christ is alive? Next thing what we got to do is we're going to go to Colossians. Colossians, it's a very short, there's only four verses we heard today from Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 to 4. And again, this is on page 1296 of your Bibles, Pew Bibles, or open your missalette, it's easier. And here, get this first line. I don't think, again, we get it here. But in the first line, it says here, if you were raised with Christ. You see this, have you been raised with Christ? What is this saying? It already happened. We already have been raised with Christ Jesus. It's an occurrence that happened in our lives when we came to Christ. It's not something that we're just waiting for. There is this already but not yet. Already, you and I have died with Jesus, and we're already living in Jesus. But what must happen in our lives is we slowly must be transformed into the living Christ. It's already happened. We've already died. We went through Good Friday, and we've already rose from the dead. It already happened, according to this first line. Am I lying here? I can't see you through these glasses. Am I lying here? No. It says, so you, then you were raised with Christ. Now, to show that, seek what is above. Seek what is going to come again. Seek what is above, not below. So what happens is, every day that you and I live our lives, we talked about it a little bit last night, we should be thinking about, is this going to get me to heaven? Is this making Christ more alive inside of me? Or is this taking me away from heaven, away from Christ, and giving me death? So every step I take, every step for the rest of your life, and always it is this taking me to Christ and to life? Am I being transformed and starting to truly transformed into Christ, who I rose with? Or am I leaving Christ behind and walking towards death and walking towards darkness? Everything we do is either a step towards him in life or away from him and death. So you and I got to be sitting there thinking about how I live every part of my life. That's how I'm at work. That's how I'm at my family. That's how I'm at with church. I can't have a church life, oh, look how holy I am, and then a life outside of church where I'm miserable to my family. I'm looking at porn. I'm sitting there doing all this bad stuff, you know, but, oh, I'm really holy at church. This doesn't count if the rest of this isn't being transformed. So we've already risen with Christ, and so what needs to happen in our lives is we get transformed, and that so transforms us that it has to even transform our bodies. Now we go to the last part, to the Acts of the Apostles. Page 1184 in your Pew Bibles, or it's Acts chapter 10, and we're going to go to verse 39 and 40. We are witnesses of all that he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him to the tree. Then this man God raised on the third day and granted that he be visible, not by all, but only the people, but to us, the witnesses chosen by God in advance, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. Now again, get that line there. After he rose from the dead, what did they do with him? They ate and drank with him. But what, again, we believe, ladies and gentlemen, is not this garbage, new age stuff that one day we're going to leave our bodies and be these disembodied spirits one day. We believe that just as Christ rose from the dead, which was not a resuscitation of the body or a resuscitation of a corpse like what happened to Lazarus, but as Jesus Christ rose from the dead bodily. His body was transformed. They could still take their finger and put it in the wounds in his hands. He could still eat and drink in their company. The same Christ resurrected, just as happened to him, so will happen to us. We too will be resurrected. And what happens is, it's already happened in our soul, and what's going to happen, it's going to happen in our bodies. And as long as we're here on this earth, every day we got to let his resurrection take more and more control of my life until I have the ultimate resurrection of eternal life. But you and I, ladies and gentlemen, will get our bodies back. Kind of sad, huh? But that's the way it's going to be. It'll be a redeemed body. It'll be a transformed body. It'll be a glorious body. But you got to get it forever. So what that starts meaning is that in my body, I got to be glorifying God. In my body, I got to be glorifying God in what I do and what I eat and how I treat it. Am I the temple of the God? Do I treat this body of mine as if it's going to live forever, transformed by Christ? This is God's temple. This is the place where Christ dies and lives. And this is the place where every day I allow him to transform my life. So today, the three things we got to look at is: one, do you have an experiential belief that Jesus Christ is risen? Or do you just go to the motions and say, oh yeah, I believe that. Well, how do you prove it? I don't know, I just believe it. It's something I was always taught. Not good enough. Two, is this transforming belief, is it something that we know it's already happened, and every day I take steps to allow the risen Christ to live within me fuller? And three, do I treat my body as if something that's going to live forever? The place where Christ dwells, and the place where Christ resurrects, and the place that we two, together with Jesus, will live forever. You got it? You get it? Good. Make sure you know his love today and forever. Amen.